Welcome to the Store Builders Podcast, the place where we talk to industry experts and successful store owners about what it takes to build a thriving e-commerce business. Every episode, we deliver the raw, unfiltered recommendations that will catapult your store to new heights. Ready to get serious about expanding your e-commerce empire? Well, then let's get to work.
I'm your host, Ryan Cowden, and this week we're joined once again by Chris Lemma. In this episode of the Store Builders Podcast, Chris and I discuss how you can use automation software providers like ActiveCampaign to improve the overall efficiency of your website. At some point when you're building and operating a store, your store owner will likely ask you to improve the automation of the site. Sometimes this will come in an explicit request like, hey, can we automate some of this stuff? Other times it's a more subtle request like, what can I do to improve my store? No matter what the call sounds like, you need to be prepared to offer some helpful automation suggestions to your store owner. On this episode, you'll hear about the value of automation. The purpose of automation is to get the most from what you have to work with. If you're feeling maxed out but are still looking for ways to grow, automation is one way to help you get there. Then we'll list some software providers that can help you automate your store. While there are many good companies out there, we especially recommend ActiveCampaign because of the variety of features they offer at affordable price points. After that, we'll share some suggestions of processes to consider automating: sending abandoned cart reminders, creating deals from forms, and tagging certain products are all prime examples of processes you can automate to boost the efficiency and effectiveness of your site. And finally, we'll discuss why you should consider adding these features to your store. People spend time on stores before they make the decision to buy. Automation tools allow you to engage the customer during that crucial decision-making phase and keep them engaged on your site while they're thinking about your products. If you're looking for ways to automate your store or just want to find ways to improve its performance, then this is one episode you won't want to miss. There's a lot of actionable advice in this episode, so grab something to write with because you're going to want to take notes. As always, I'll be back on the other side to wrap up any loose ends. So without any further ado, here's my conversation with Chris Lemma. Chris, welcome back. It's great to see you again.
Good to see you, Ryan. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks. So we're talking about automation today and using automation to drive business growth. So just to kick us off, what do you see as the main function of automation and how does it relate to growth?
So when we talk about, and particularly we're talking about marketing automation, but when we talk about automation in general, what we're really talking about is how do you get more out of the team that you have? How do you get more out of the systems you have? How do you swap systems for people so that you can get even more out of the people you have and get it to the point where you don't have to stress about them? So in the marketing automation world, right, the simplest dynamic is sending an email. And if your person has to go look up what did they buy and how much did they buy of it and what category do I put them in and therefore what email should I send them, That's a lot of work that they don't need to do. And we all do it initially, right? We all, when we're first starting, we're like, okay, I just got a store up and what have you. So when a store builder is talking to a merchant, both of them are inclined to be like, let's not spend the money on a whole lot of automation before we see what works. Mm-hmm. So both of them will often restrict some budget and people will do some things manually. Maybe the merchant has an assistant who's going to do something, but eventually you get to the point where the merchant calls a store builder and says, hey, is there a way that we can automate some of this stuff? Because I don't want my staff doing this all day long, right? Or the merchant calls up a store builder and says, hey, I have a question for you. I'm not getting a lot of sales over here or on this page, or I just launched a new product and it's not really selling well. What can I do? And it's that point where the store builder says, well, we should talk about marketing automation and some of these kinds of recipes that will help drive revenue growth.
Okay. What are some, just kind of off the top of your head, what are some examples of marketing automation? You mentioned emails. What would some other examples of that be?
So the trick is, right, every single time someone buys something, you can take that behavior and you can group people by the things they spend money on or by how much they spend. You can group them, and that grouping is an automation. And then if they're all similar, you can message to them in a similar way, and that's the sending of emails, but to a specific segment, right? So if you want to segment people, you can do it through some marketing automation. If you want to message people, you can do it through marketing automation. But then you get other kinds of behaviors. So we talked about the behavior of a purchase. Mm-hmm. But what about purchase intent, right? What about the desire to potentially buy something, but not buying it?
Okay.
I am not unlike other people. When I start looking at something, it gets stuck in my head, right? And so what happens? I go to the website. I look at it again. I look at it again. I read some more. I look at it again. Well, I haven't bought a thing. But if I have visited your product page or your pricing page 16 times in the last 6 days, you know I'm interested, right? Mm-hmm. So you can take marketing automation tools can often monitor that kind of behavior, take in that kind of behavior, and automate, well, what's next? Mm-hmm. What do you do? And it used to be in the world of, and many of the systems still work today with the idea that you have to know who's there, right? So an existing customer in the marketing automation system. But the truth is sometimes you can do things just because you know the same person, even if you don't know who they are, is coming back over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Right. So years ago, I built a little component to my blog, which was not selling anything. Right. So store builders are like, why are we talking about it? But I would write articles, and those articles would have affiliate links. So in one sense, I was selling the link, right? Because I'd get paid when people clicked on the link. And what I did was I watched for strangers, people I didn't know, if they visited three different articles, I didn't know who they were, but I knew by their behavior that they were interested in figuring out the right product. I then dynamically placed an ad in my sidebar of the blog that just said, this is my favorite product of this type that you've been looking at. So to them, they didn't know that it dynamically put there. To them, they just clicked through and just kept seeing that ad and went, oh, interesting, right? Like, I guess if this is the one he recommends. And I saw a 300% lift in recommending that product, which meant a 300% increase in my potential revenue from that single ad, right? And you go, whoa, okay, you can do that? And you go, yeah, I'm using behavioral dynamics, right? I'm using the expression of purchase intent even before anyone's purchased to adjust my website. And you can do that with, store builders can do that with merchants on their sites all the time too, right? Mm-hmm. So lots of different ways that a tool, marketing automation tools like it can help you drive revenue growth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's talk about the field here. I imagine that if people are going to be looking for this type of work, they're probably going to be directed to ActiveCampaign at some point, but how much
ActiveCampaign is one of the most popular marketing automation tools. There are a lot of them out there, right? Mm-hmm. So I really love for some things, especially all my blogs and regular websites, I use ConvertKit, and they have recently introduced some e-commerce stuff. Drip, there are multiple products out there. Mm-hmm. People use MailChimp still, and MailChimp has some e-commerce components to it. SendinBlue. There's a lot of players that do this, but eventually you get to, obviously HubSpot is another big one. But the thing with HubSpot and some of the other bigger ones is that you're going to spend a lot of money. And, store builders who sit in front of small business merchants mm-hmm. know that they're not always ready to drop $800 to $1,000 a month in a tool like this, right? Mm-hmm. So ActiveCampaign ends up having some of the most features for the, smoothest price points that people can say, ooh, okay, it'll grow with me as I grow, but yeah, I'm interested.
Okay.
So ActiveCampaign is one of those. And one of the articles that we were looking at was specifically marketing automation recipes mm-hmm. that drive revenue growth using ActiveCampaign. And I know we'll put it in the show notes. Mm-hmm. Of course, the caveat is that almost every recipe in here can be done in other tools too. It's not specific or mostly specific to ActiveCampaign.
Okay, great.
Well, let's dig into a couple of these features here that store builders can use. The first one, which is really important, is just the abandoned cart reminder. So what triggers that? How long do you have to leave the cart before that kicks in?
So the way ActiveCampaign does it, ActiveCampaign has some deep integration URLs or deep integration plugins that work with Shopify, WooCommerce, BigCommerce. When you install those, what they call deep integration, then you can activate the abandoned cart dynamic. And they have a setting that tells you, or that you tell it, how long you want it to wait. So do you want someone to trigger, because that's what this is about, right? You install a little plugin into the site, BigCommerce, Shopify, WooCommerce. You install it into those platforms, and then it does the listening, right? It's like, ooh, did someone put something in their cart and they didn't close it, right? They didn't finish the transaction. And you can tell the software, wait 1 hour, wait 6 hours, wait 24 hours. So you can tell it, how long should you sit in that realm before you follow up? But because you've put that deep integration piece in, because it can trigger the, hey, someone put something in their cart and they didn't finish, that trigger goes back to the marketing automation platform, in this case, ActiveCampaign. And then you create the recipe in ActiveCampaign that says, now what? What do you want to do when someone has put something in the cart and hasn't closed out the deal?
Do you have different types of follow-ups depending on how much they're buying or how expensive it is or the type of customer?
So you can totally do those things, right? Mm-hmm. If someone puts something in a cart and it's a high value product, you could add a tag, right? That says, ooh, you know, whenever you put something in a cart, you can add the tag that classifies based on that product, right? You could then say, ooh, my flow chart, my recipe is going to change based on the tags that are applied to this customer. So, and it may not even be what they put in their cart. It may be what they've purchased previously. Like you may have placed a tag on that customer ahead of time, meaning because of something they did last time. So your process may differ. Imagine that I have a customer who buys regularly from me, right? They are a someone who's coming, you know, every 2 months, and they're buying at my store, and they buy expensive items. So they are a power shopper, right? Or they are they're a VIP. So I tag that customer as a VIP. Now they put something in their cart and they leave it. It comes into ActiveCampaign. ActiveCampaign sees the tag that says they're a VIP. Now the flow of what you do with that person may be completely different than someone who isn't a VIP,
sure,
right?
Sure.
I might say to that person, hey, I saw that you put this in. I just want to send you a note that reminds you that it's still there. No pressure at all. Just want to, let you know that I know and that you know, something may have interrupted you, right? And so you write the copy for that and you send it to them. And you may never send them a coupon. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking, wait, why wouldn't I send them a coupon? Wouldn't that help close a deal? But if there's someone who consistently finds value in my products and consistently doesn't need a coupon to close, why would I send a coupon?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't need to send a coupon. I think I told you the story years ago when Amazon first came out. I was buying books like every 2 or 3 days, and my friends were not shopping on Amazon at all.
Uh-huh.
And they started getting coupons. And I was like, how come I'm not getting coupons? And my buddy's like, don't you buy there every day? And I'm like, not every day. I'm like, yeah, pretty sure you don't need a coupon, right?
Yeah.
You've already highlighted your behavior doesn't require a coupon to get you to close. They're trying to convert these other people.
Okay.
So you might use a tag to switch out your flow. And that's legit. You may also use custom fields, right? So again, imagine if I had a value in a custom field that said, what was my current year-to-date amount of money I've spent with you, right?
Yeah.
And when that number crosses a certain line, I give them an automatic coupon, right? Hey, you've already crossed over $10,000 with my store. You get 15% off every single order for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the coupon code for you. And I send that in the reply. Like, hey, heads up, I saw you put something in your cart. just want to remind you, because of your status, you get 15% off every order all the time. Here's a coupon code just to remind you. So what I'm doing is I'm sending a reminder of the coupon code, not a reminder that their cart's empty. But of course, I'm triggering it based on the fact or that their cart is full. But I'm triggering it based on the fact that they put something in their cart. So I just want to be like, hey, just remember, use this code because you get it because you deserve it. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So another popular feature that's out there would be creating a deal from a form, which would happen when a shopper submits a form to your website. You're able to just instantly turn that into a deal. Talk about a little bit, like what's the main benefit of this resource?
So imagine that you have a pre-sales questionnaire form. So someone wants to buy a sofa, and instead of buying the sofa, they go to the have a question page and they fill out the I have a question. And when they fill out the I have a question, what they're really telling you is, I'm seriously interested in buying a couch. And let's say the couch is going to be $2,000 to $5,000. That's a high ticket, worthwhile. Let's chase this down. So instead of it going into some list of questions somewhere, you would potentially turn around and say, okay, every time someone fills out this questionnaire, not all the other forms on my site, but this one, I'm going to convert that into a potential deal and hand it off to my sales guy. And I want my sales guy to call them up right away and be like, hey, I saw you had a question about sofa. Let's talk about it. What can I help you with? Right? Because you know that that question is a leading indicator of someone who's going to buy with me. Right? Okay. And I want to make sure. Or, and here's the crazy thing. They may buy with me or they may buy somewhere else. Right?
Right.
We dealt with this years ago in real estate where we would pass out these real estate leads. The problem is the agents, right? They might not get back to a customer for hours. Now, in their world, maybe they thought 2 hours is not a big deal, but we would send that lead out to several folks at once and say, the first one of you that responds and clicks it and owns it gets the lead. And people would respond clicking the link in seconds and get on the phone with the customer. So imagine you get back to your computer, it's 2 hours later, and you're like, oh yeah, let me follow it. And you're like, lead's gone, right? If someone comes to your website, your store, and wants to buy a high ticket item, if they're intent on buying a couch today, whether it's with you or some other website, if they fill out the form and you don't do anything for a day, they're on to the next site and they're buying somewhere else. So as a store builder, you need to educate the merchant as if they didn't know. And then you need to be able to say, okay, let's do this. Let's build out so that if they fill out this form, we get it to your salespeople right away and get going.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So product tagging, this is just another resource you can use. Can you define that real quick and then talk about how that would be helpful?
So if a person keeps going to the same page, they keep going to the product page, there could be some interest there, right? And if there's interest, it's I need to, it's the same way in pricing too, right? I may be jumping across multiple recipes that you have, but if I keep going to that product page, right? So I was looking for a new piece of gear in the last week for right in front of my computer that holds my camera, but also could move the camera, right? So it's a slider that just moves the camera.
Hmm.
I'm looking at this slider, but I'm looking at this one website. Now, I don't know if everybody else got the announcement that they were doing a discount in sales. But I got it. But I got it after going back to the website like 6 times in 3 days. So I would just look at, I'm watching TV with my wife and I'd look it up. I I'm just trying to figure out which is the right one. And then we'd be having dinner and right after I finished dinner, I pick up my phone and I start looking and I'm looking at, does it work for my camera? And I keep going back and back and back. Now, I've bought stuff from this company before. So it is clear that I'm known by their system. So if I am going to a new product that I've never bought before, but I keep going back to that page, or in the case of someone selling a SaaS or something else, if I keep going to the pricing page over and over and over, I'm telling you I'm interested. So tag me, right? And so that gets to the point of what kind of tags do you have? Definitely you have tags like purchased and then the name of the product, but you can also have tags like interested and the name of the product. right? And if you notice that someone is interested in the product, right, then what are you going to do about it? And in this particular case, they said, hey, we're having a sale. We're doing a discount. And I was like, okay, put it all in my cart, right? I'm buying this for work.
Okay. So in this scenario, the important thing that you're tagging would be the actions of your shoppers more than certain products. Is that the way to think about it?
You would normally do this based on the actions, the behavioral intent, what they're expressing interest through their behavior, right? So they keep coming back to the same page over and over.
Mm-hmm.
You can track that to say, oh, they came again. Oh, they came again, right? Plus one, plus one. And eventually you're going to get to, man, they've been here a lot. Let's give them a tag that says interested in, right? You might say, hey, if they visited this page three times in the last week, they are interested in. And if they've visited it more than five times in the last week, they are very interested in, right? And so you can tag different ways so that, again, you might generate a report or you might create a flow that says, hey, if someone gets tagged as very interested in, let's send them an email with a coupon, or let's send them an email that gives them more information, or let's send them the phone number of a contact in case they have a question. So you can create, different recipes based on that trigger.
Okay, great. So yeah, like we were mentioning, we've got some show notes that we're going to link up here, and just have, there's so many more resources out there that people can automate. As we're kind of winding up here, what's the main advantage of across the board of these features? Why should people be looking at these type of tools?
I think the answer that store builders would give to their merchant customers over and over again is that people spend time on sites before they're ready to buy. They spend time on sites when they're researching. They spend time on sites when they're convincing themselves that they don't need it or they do need it, but they spend time when they're in their own buying process. And if you're not participating in that dialogue, if the conversation is only in their head, then you're missing out on an opportunity. But if you know who these folks are, if they're in your system already, if they've bought in from you before, if you send an email and people click a link, which means they're identified by the link that they just clicked, then you should take advantage of the tools and technology that exist to participate in the dialogue. And the dialogue doesn't have to be hardcore sales.
Right.
If someone is interested in a product, I might want to send them a, hey, did you know that this customer saw this kind of ROI when they bought this product? Send them a case study and they read it and they go, oh my gosh, that was the data I needed. That was the proof I needed to be able to close the deal in my head. Now I'm going to come buy. Right. I don't have to do it. Here's a coupon. Buy now. Here's the discount. It's only going to last for 3 days. It's just that there's a conversation already happening in that person's head. Should I? Do I need it? Is it going to do what I want to do? Is it worth it? And you can participate in that dialogue with the tools we have today.
Right. Okay. That's great. Chris, thanks again as always. We'll see you on the next episode.
Awesome. Take care.
All right, thanks.
All right, folks, there you have it. That wraps up my conversation with Chris Lemma. He shared a ton of valuable insights and advice today on the ways automation can help you get the most out of your online store. We also shared some tools and resources, which will all be linked up in the show notes. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. Please consider subscribing, sharing with a friend, or leaving us a review in your favorite podcast directory. Until next time, best of luck in all that you do, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Store Builders Podcast.